We are studying the laws of Sefirat HaOmer. There's a very common case that happens where after sunset, somebody asks his friend, what's tonight's counting? The question is, how is the fellow supposed to answer him? If he answers him and he says that tonight is the 14th night, so is that considered as if he counted? Or do you say, no, because since he didn't count legitimately, he didn't say tonight is the 14th night, which is 2 weeks. Because we have to count days, and we have to count weeks. So the way Hakam Avadya rules is as follows. It's always better to say what last night was. That's for sure, according to all the poskim. When somebody asks you after sunset, what's tonight's omer? Last night was such and such. By doing that, you get around all the problems. During the first 6 days of the omer, if a person would say, today is 5 days for the omer, since he counted it in English, which is okay to count in English because you can count in any language, and he said today, he said ayom, so therefore it's considered as if he counted, and therefore he cannot count that night with a beracha. Of course, the next night he can continue with the beracha, but it's like he counted already. But what if he didn't say, today is the 5th day of the Omer? The guy said, what day of the Omer is it? He said 5. No hayom. So there Hakam Avadya says, we can make what's called a sefek, sefeka, a double sefek, to say that he's still okay to make the beracha that night. One sefek is, the rabbi say mitzvot nit kavana. This guy, when he said 5, he wasn't having kavana to count. His kavana was the answer. And even if you want to say that mitzvot that are rabbinical don't need kavana, but they have to be done the correct way, and since he didn't say hayom, it doesn't count either. So there's two reasons why we can say it doesn't count. Either because he didn't have kavana, or because he didn't say hayom. So halakha l'maaseh, if it happened within the first 6 days of Sefirat HaOmer, so what day of the Omer is it? 5. You're okay. You can continue counting. But if he said, today is 5 days, then already he cannot count that night with a beracha. But there's another option that the Hakam offers as well, where the guy can say, today is the 5th day of the Omer, and still he's okay to count that night with a beracha. How? Where before he says it, he has a clear kavana, I do not want to be yotze with this counting. If he has a negative kavana, I do not want this to count, so then he's not yotze. It's just like when we pick up the lulav and the etrog. The mitzvah is al netilat lulav. So the question would be then, once you pick up the lulav and etrog, you did the mitzvah. So that's why you see some people, they hold the lulav first, they say the beracha, and then they pick up the etrog afterwards. But there's another way. You can pick them both up, and when you're picking them up, you're having kavana, I don't want to be yotze until I make the beracha. So the same thing you could do when it comes to Sefirat HaOmer. That if you have a negative kavana, you can even answer him, tonight or today is the 5th day of the Omer. Now let's say you get to the 7th day and on. Somebody asks you after sunset, what's tonight's Omer? You tell him, today is the 7th day of the Omer. Even though you said today, the 7th day of the Omer, you're okay to count with the beracha. Why? Same sefik sefika. First of all, you didn't have kavana. So sefik, that's it, you didn't have kavana, you're not yotze anyway. And there's some poskim that say that once you get to weeks, you have to mention the weeks. And since you didn't mention the weeks, you didn't say, tonight is 7 days, which is 1 week. So therefore, you're not yotze either. So therefore, when it comes to weeks, meaning any time from 7 to 49, if somebody would ask you after sunset, what's tonight's omer? If you said 14, for sure you're okay. If you said, today is the 14th day of the Omer, you're still okay. If you said, today is the 14th day of the Omer, which is 2 weeks, but before you said that, you had a clear kavana not to be yotze, you're okay as well. And again, in order to get around all these things, the best thing to do is when somebody asks you when the Sefira is, it's always best to tell them last night. Why is it best to do that? Because the person that you're talking to might not know the halakha. You're going to tell the guy, yeah, tonight's the sixth night of the Omer. And you're relying on what? You're relying on, or you tell him six. And you're relying on Sefik Sefikot. Well, I didn't say today, and I didn't have Kavanah. The guy who was listening, you don't know nothing. The next night, he's going to do the same thing, and he's going to say, with Kavanah, today's the sixth day. So not to confuse people, the best way is just to say what last night was. But again, in the cases that it happened, now at least we know exactly how to proceed.